Well, this week we're focusing on prevalence and the topics surrounding childhood sexual abuse. You know, one of the things that we went to this week on Saturday was the Florida Civil Commitment Center in Arcadia, Florida. And that's where the most dangerous sex offenders go after they've served their prison sentence and are deemed too dangerous to get back into society.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
It was a very, very interesting visit. I had the opportunity to tour the facility and actually speak with the clinical director of the facility and one of the residents there. And when I asked the clinical director, can these pedophiles be quote-unquote cured? The answer was no. And, they can learn how to mediate some of the situations that cause them to feel triggered to sexually abuse children. But at the end of the day, the answer was no, they can't be cured. So it's really, we have to understand again that 1 in 3 young girls and 1 in 5 young boys will be sexually abused sometime in their lifetime, and that it's happening at an astounding rate. And we need to be paying attention to the issue.
Well, you know, one of the things that you're doing while you're going on your tour, Lauren, is you're giving out those wristbands. I tweeted out on Friday my wristband on my wrist, and I got retweeted. And I must say is that Vivian, my beautiful, lovely wife, walks around with about 3 or 4 of them on her wrist every day. And yesterday, a young woman came up to her from, I'll just say it, from China. And she said mm-hmm. that in China, they are abused on a regular basis, that nobody takes their claims seriously, and that it's something that's not only a physical crime, but in a lot of times a financial crime as well. And so it's not just a problem here in the United States.
No, it's all over the world. And you know, one of the things that we're really focusing on is creating a society and a culture change here in Florida where the sexual exploitation of children is not tolerated. And unfortunately, in places all over the world, they are, children and young women are considered a commodity. That's the big thing with human trafficking. And that's something that we all need to pay attention to because it is happening domestically as well as throughout the world.
Well, the real point that I wanted to make about that was that these wristbands are effective, that they attract attention to, and it creates, I think, a comfort level with the person that might have been abused, that they can approach you and talk about it. The person just came right up to my wife, and that's one of the big issues, I think, is coming to grips with what happened, and that it's a mainstream problem, that the people that have had this occur to them, I don't really know what to say, how to describe it. People that have been impacted by this personally and directly, they're not alone, and they aren't the ones to be shamed.
Absolutely, and it's time that survivors shed the shame because it's not for them to carry. And it's really important that people realize that it is okay to tell. And 95% of sexual abuse is preventable with education and awareness. And you and your wife do us an incredible honor and service by wearing those bracelets. You've joined our army, and we're asking your listeners to join our army as well. Because if one person tells one more person, tells another person, that's how we really create that culture change that we're talking about. And I so appreciate you joining our army.
Well, we appreciate you having us. We appreciate you empowering us. We appreciate you giving us the tools to do so. And we appreciate you joining us on our show to make sure that the entire reach of our audience knows that they shouldn't be shamed, that they should watch out for people that are overly ingratiating themselves to them, and that if something occurs, it's your personal responsibility and legal responsibility to talk about it.
Absolutely. It's not only our moral obligation, but our legal obligation. And your listeners can take the pledge at don'tmissthesigns.org that it's everyone's responsibility to report child sexual abuse. And if they suspect that children are being abused, they need to call the DCF hotline at 1-800-96-ABUSE.
Lauren, you're our hero. I know it's not too safe out there with the thunderstorms and everything else. We look forward to you coming back on the show next week to talk about next week's theme. But go out there and continue to change the culture of fear and repression.
Thank you, Jim. And thank you again for joining our army. We'll see you next week.
My pleasure. God bless, Lauren.